Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit, Part 10. It's quite natural to wonder at a certain point in meditation, who is it that is watching the inner doorway when we do the third eye meditation? Who is it that's having the experience? What is the nature of the pure attention that is watching, pure seeing faculty, the faculty of awareness, when it's free of all the identities that we've acquired through the course of our life? What is it in us that is conscious? Who is this conscious being? And there are answers to these questions alluded to in our discussion of mantras. When you have the experience of inner light, you will realize that the light is being seen, yet somehow it is not you seeing the light. The light is being seen, but the seer is no longer an observer. It is not the ego, but just the pure attention that is seeing. There is a kind of absorption in which we forget ourselves. Yet there is something being consciously experienced. It's interesting to compare this to a state of anxiety, which also involves a kind of loss of self. Anxiety and meditation are almost polar opposites, which makes them interesting to compare. What is anxiety? It's a state of being disassociated from our feelings, frozen in a kind of inner dread. The tension drives the person into their head, so much so that breathing becomes shallow and short, and the entire physical body is contracted and mildly oxygen deprived, accentuating the spiral of dissociation and paralysis. Anxiety sucks you up into your head. Meditation draws you inward towards your center. Meditation requires complete relaxation, breathing naturally, feeling settled and present in the body. The reason we begin our meditation with body and breath awareness is because it's the most rapid way to become grounded and centered. It counterbalances the mental, emotional, and physical activities of our day-to-day lives. There is a Sanskrit term, vritti. Vritti is the term for the constant state of vibration in our consciousness, like the incessant waves and ripples on the ocean. When the ocean is absolutely calm, that's when the light is reflected off of it. Similarly, when the vrittis of the mind are still, that's when the inner eye opens. Now imagine the constant state of agitation, like waves and ripples and undercurrents, to which our mind is subject moment to moment. It is easy to imagine how healing and nourishing is to simply go consciously into a spacious stillness. Hopefully you've experienced something of this in your meditation already. Of course, the mental and physical rest sleep provides is enormously healing and nourishing, and yet science tells us that there are unique benefits to meditation. Meditation, by the way, can influence a wide array of genes, reducing cellular and brain aging, decreasing inflammation, improving cellular metabolism, improving concentration and memory, etc. So once again, let's give it a try and go to our meditation. This is meditation 2 for grounding and Jyoti meditation. In our meditation today, we'll be taking up the use of a mantra, which can be any word or phrase or name of God that is meaningful to you. In talks 3 through 5, we'll be discussing mantras, and you can download the list of mantras if you'd like to choose one to use. Today we'll begin again by ensuring that you are sitting in an upright position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit comfortably without moving for some time. Close your eyes, releasing all tension on the eyes and the forehead, and resolve to be fully present, letting go of all of the concerns of your daily life. This is a time for you, a time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. We're going to do some deep abdominal breathing for relaxation and become more fully present in the body. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, using your belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs to the top. Pausing, and then compressing the belly, and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which will automatically draw the air upward from below. Allow the air to fully release and then pause. Then again, expanding the belly and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs, then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out slowly. Your chest also gradually draws in as the residual air in the lungs also flows out. When you are empty of breath, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly, and gradually opening and filling your lungs, pausing for a few seconds, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again. While gently pushing the air out from the back of your throat. This soothing, calming, deep breath will energize your entire system and allow you to feel the comfort and integration of your whole body. Allow yourself to feel your wholeness, relaxed and present. Now that you are quite relaxed and free of tension in any part of the body, we're going to allow our attention to come away from the body below and rest at its natural center behind the eyes. Allow the breathing to go on naturally and automatically without any attention or awareness. Relax your eyes fully, as if going to sleep. And with eyes closed, but straight, fix your inner gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You are gazing not at a fixed point, but a small area about 8 to 10 inches in front of you. Slowly repeat any word or phrase that is meaningful to you as a way to help maintain your concentration. Attempt to fix your attention so much so that you are continuing to look steadily straight ahead into the darkness, but with absolutely no tension on the eyes or forehead, while slowly repeating your mantra, maybe at intervals, so that your gaze is not disturbed. It is an effortless effort. There is no strain and no exertion whatsoever. It is purely a gesture of the attention, an effortless effort. If you are able to do this for some time, you may find that you experience flashes of light. You may see lights of different colors. And if you are able to maintain your concentration, losing yourself in your gaze, you may see blue sky. You may see clouds in the sky. You might see stars, moon, or even the brightness of the sun. Whatever you see, whether darkness or light, continue looking into the middle of it. If thoughts come up, just continue to come back to your gaze and your mantra. So continue to look intently, minutely, penetratingly to see what is there in the field of darkness lying in front of you. Yet there is no clutching for one thing or another, just rapt attention. Again, it is an effortless effort. We will now continue this silently for 10 minutes, maintaining our attention, looking into the middle of whatever appears in front of you, whether it be darkness or light, and continuing to repeat the mantra you have selected. In about 10 minutes, I will invite you to leave off your meditation. We can now leave off meditation. Breathe and again become present in the body. This Jyoti meditation on light, or third eye meditation, can be practiced daily to have inner experiences of spiritual light. It will strengthen your concentration, your physical balance, and inner peace, and give you greater direct apprehension of the spiritual nature of life. As you become comfortable with the process, I would encourage you to increase your time to 20 minutes, half an hour or more. 45 minutes to an hour is really ideal. Sometimes you will have to sit through the mind's noise, but sometimes it takes half an hour or more to really get deep enough for long enough to experience the greater benefits that go with prolonged meditation. If there are questions regarding what you have experienced, please don't hesitate to write. Now have a wonderful rest of your day.